On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join health educator and author Donna Green Goodman as she shares practical ways to cook up good health.
Have you ever been offended or violated to a level that filled you with pure anger and a desire to get even with the person who did it? Phew! It can really bring out the absolute worst in you, and the last thing you are thinking about is forgiving the perpetrator. I've been there, and believe me, I could think of all the things that needed to happen to the offender. I was intrigued by the biblical standard on forgiveness. 70 times 7? As Christ has forgiven you? How, Jesus? How? Turns out, forgiveness is really for the victim. It is a process of letting go of grudges and bitterness and the right to revenge and the physical impact of being hurt. And you know what? As you forgive, you actually release the impact of the injury or violation on yourself, and the body responds. According to experts at Johns Hopkins, anger puts you into a fight or flight mode, which results in numerous changes in heart rate, blood pressure, and immune response. Those changes then increase the risk of depression, heart disease, diabetes, among other conditions. Forgiveness, however, calms stress levels, leading to improved health. So forgiveness is a gift from God to you. Now, when you choose to forgive, it doesn't mean that you don't set boundaries going forward. They must be in place. And it definitely doesn't mean that the violator is absolved of consequences. God promises that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Make today the day that you accept the gift of forgiveness in your life. Let God and the laws of the harvest handle the violator. It's coming. He wants you to be at peace. And remember, God's greatest wish for us is that we prosper and be in health, which is why I love cooking up good health.
For more information on cooking up good health, visit wjou.org.